This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a story now about rising costs in two key slices of this economy and where they come together, higher education and housing. Tuition at California's four-year public universities has more than tripled in the past 20 years. But actual tuition is only part of the cost, of course. There's food and transportation and a place to live. And as rents in California have shot up, financial aid for that and other non-tuition costs has not matched. Vanessa Roncagno from KQED in San Francisco has that story.
When Sadia Khan got into California's top public university, it felt like fate. She'd wanted to go to UC Berkeley since middle school.
When the letter came, it was kind of like, I knew it.
She just didn't know how she was going to afford it. Like more than half of UC students, Khan wouldn't have to pay tuition because of her family's income. But she still had to figure out how to pay for a place to live.
Oh my God, looking for housing was... I don't even know how to put it. Like, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm definitely not going to school at this rate.
The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Berkeley is over $2,000. Khan was able to find something for $615 a month, but it was in a house with seven other people. She had to share a bedroom with two of them. Giving up privacy was hard. Even after a couple months, she still changed in the bathroom. But that was a small sacrifice compared to what else she'd left behind in her hometown 400 miles away.
Hashem! Hi, baby!
Khan's three-year-old son, Hashem, was back home with his grandmother. Khan FaceTimed him every day.
He gets, like, the smug little smile. And he'll... Yeah, Bebo?
Sticky turkey!
Khan got on a wait list for family student housing, and she was working to get additional financial aid. In the meantime, she took out loans. She signed up for food stamps and used the food pantry on campus. Surveys have found a growing number of students at public universities in California struggle with food and housing insecurity. Lupita Cortez Alcala, who oversees the state's financial aid programs, says limited financial aid for non-tuition costs is a big part of the problem.
What we don't do a great job of is really funding the cost of attendance, the total cost of attendance, which means the housing, the food, the transportation.
In a little over a decade, the median rent in California has gone up 44%. Over the same period, the maximum aid the state gives students for non-tuition costs has gone up by only 8%. At the federal level, Pell Grants for low-income students used to cover up to 80% of what it costs to go to an in-state public school. Now, the grants cover 30% at most.
We are holding students back from getting to college, getting through college, certainly getting through college in a timely way. And we're loading students, and particularly low-income students, up with student loan debt.
Debbie Cochran is the vice president of the Institute for College Access and Success. She says increasing funding for food and housing is part of the solution. So is building more affordable housing. 4 months into her first semester, things changed for Sadia Khan. A spot opened up in UC Berkeley's family student housing. It's more expensive, but she's been able to get extra financial aid. Her son moved in with her, and her mom moved up to help take care of him.
We're able to, you know, go back to a lot of the things that we used to do, like, you know, waking up and brushing our teeth together, you know, making breakfast, going out to play.
The extra financial aid still doesn't cover all her expenses, so she's planning to get a part-time job. So far, she's taken out about $9,000 in student loans. She hopes someday this all pays off. In Berkeley, I'm Vanessa Roncagno for Marketplace,